viu ambavyo vimetoka katika wewe. Mhudumie maana yeye ni mwanadamu, lakini mtumie kuwa kama speaker, wewe uwe ndiye mnenaji katika mkutano huu. Mubariki, maana nategemea katika wewe Bwana. Mjalie neema yako na baraka, aone utukufu wako ukimiminika ndani yake. Kwa jina la Yesu. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Well, we have already had an awful lot of church this morning. Amen. Thanks be to God. I am so grateful to be a part of this church where there is so much life, that when we get to the point of the sermon or the preaching, it feels like the word of God has already spoken. But I hope you will bear with me for a few more minutes, because I have something that I feel is important to say. And it's important to say because I would like to share with you what we will be studying together for the next couple of months and why. So I want you to be prepared. This fall, we're planning to be studying together as a congregation the many different names that God gives us in the Bible for God. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because we believe here at this church that we are called to participate in Christ's ministry of reconciliation here. And we believe that the ministry that God has given us to do is to build bridge builders with Jesus Christ. Bridge builders. Help to build bridges between people and between groups where there never were bridges before, because maybe we don't know each other. And to build bridges between people and groups where maybe there were bridges that have gotten broken over time, where people have come to realize that they once knew each other, but they don't know anymore. To be reconcilers. But the thing is that here in this church, and actually through the church of the whole world, God, Jesus' body, Christ's body, is a very diverse body. And we have had a lot of different experiences of God. We have come to name God in a lot of different ways. And so even though we all worship the same God, and even though we all believe that we should call on the name of the Lord to be saved, and even though we're studying the same scriptures, it's still true that when we pray to God, we do it a little differently from each other. And if you think about it, you might say that many, if not most, of the fights that we have in the church, whether it's our little congregation or whether it's the Church of the United States or whether it's the church of the entire globe, many of those fights have at their root a disagreement about who God is, a disagreement about what we call God, which then leads to some disagreements about how it is that we respond to that God, because of course we're going to disagree about how we respond if we disagree about who God is in the first place. So if we're going to be reconcilers, if we're going to be reconcilers, if we're going to be participating with the bridge building that Jesus is doing, we need to help each other to hear the wide variety of ways that we name God, the wide variety of names for God in the Bible. Because my hope is that over the course of the next few months, this fall, as we are naming God together and praying to God using different names together, we're going to be able to say something like, you know, I don't normally use that word for God. I don't normally pray to, say, Jehovah Rapha. I don't normally pray to Jehovah Jireh. But now that you mention it, now that you have told me your story, I can understand why you pray that way. There's something about God that's true that now I hear your story that I hadn't heard before, and God is bigger in my imagination. Because as I pray, for example, to the Holy Spirit, and as Naida and Frida, for example, who danced and prayed to the I Am God last week, or as the Unity Choir is singing to Jehovah Rapha, or as the Nepali Choir is singing to Yesu, we are growing closer together. We need the names of God, the many names of God that are in the Bible, if we are to be reconcilers. We need to broaden the names that we use and understand and pray if we are to be reconcilers. But the funny thing is that in a sense, as soon as we have named God, there's a way in which we've almost kind of failed. And what I mean by that is that Once you give God a name, whatever name, say for example, jealous, that's one of God's names. My name is jealous, it says in Exodus chapter 34. That puts God into a box. It puts God into a box. It's a good name. God's name is jealous, but that's not all God is. If we say, for example, God is the creator of the universe, and we pray to the creator of the universe, that's good. God is the creator of the universe. But God is also more personal than that. If we call God Father, that's good. Jesus teaches us to pray to God as Father. But God is not only just our Father. God is more than that. And so in God's mercy, God has given us dozens of names, depending on how you count them, maybe even, I don't know, dozens for sure. And many of those names are even in contrast with each other. For example, God is both our Alpha, A, and Omega, which isn't really Z, but God is our beginning and our end. For example, God is our high priest, and God is also our sacrifice. All these contrasts. There are both male and female images that are used to name God in the Bible. God is the Prince of Peace, and God is also the Avenger. God is the Good Shepherd, and God is the Lamb. And we need to learn all these names of God. We need to pray all these names of God if we are to grow together as a body in our understanding of God's character. At the time that the Bible was written, a name probably meant maybe more than it does today. The time that the Bible was written, if you know somebody's name, you know something about who they are. So all throughout the Bible, many of the names of the Bible characters that are so familiar to us, you learn their name. That's a bit of their story. So like, for example, Eve. Eve means life. So it makes sense that the first woman, the mother of humanity, her name means life. The first murder was committed by Cain. His name means spear. The guy who tricked his brother out of his inheritance, Jacob, his name means supplanter, heel grabber. Tells part of his story, doesn't it? If you know somebody's name, you know their story. If you know God's name, you know part of God's story. But it's not only that. At the time that the Bible was written, if you know somebody's name, there's a power that comes with the name. And this was true for people, but it's also true for God. If you know God's name, there is a power that comes with God's name. And think about this. There's a whole bunch of stories in the Bible where this is true. But for example, when Naida was reminding us last week about the story of God coming to Moses and asking Moses to go rescue the people out of Egypt, remember the thing that God gives Moses so that Moses will have the power to do this very hard job of going back to Egypt to deliver the people? God gives Moses the power of God's name. I am. The power of God's name. The prophet Joel says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the power of God's name. Jesus says, my Father will give you whatever I ask in my name. It's the power of God's name. I remember when I was in college, I took a self-defense class where they taught you what to do if somebody attacked you as you were walking down the street. And my teacher taught us that if, this was at a Christian college, so she was a Christian teacher, she taught us that if somebody attacked us as we were walking down the street, you know what we should say? We should say, stop in the name of Jesus. Stop in the name of Jesus. And she had all these stories of people who had been attacked and who had said, stop in the name of Jesus. And that name had power in a dangerous situation. That name had power. So we as a body, we need to learn to call on the name of Jesus, all the names of Jesus, all the names of God, because those names are a source of power. I'd like to try something right now. I'd like for us to make a list together of as many names as we can think of for God that are used in the Bible. We'll just take a few minutes. Already this morning, the choir has gotten us off to a great start with Jehovah Rapha and Jehovah Jireh and Ebenezer. And the music group led us off with a bunch of songs, Lord of Heaven and Earth, and I'm forgetting all the other ones now, but there were a whole bunch of them. And I'm wondering if there are other names of God that you can think of that are in the Bible. Emmanuel. Good. Thank you. Say that again. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. So we've got God and we've got his only son, Jesus, right? That's good. Thank you. Savior. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Julie. What else? Jehovah Nisi. Is that what you said? Thank you. Good. King of Kings. Thank you. Yesu Christo, thank you. And that would be Yesu in Nepali. Yeah? What else? Alpha and Omega, thank you. Yahweh. Potter. Good. Sorry? Lord of Lords. Poor Carrie, she's trying really hard. Oh, you're doing really good, Carrie. Sorry? El Shaddai, thank you. Elohim. Jehovah Shalom. Sorry? Living God, Prince of Peace. Wanamundi? Did I say it right? Wanamungu. Holy Spirit. Espiritu Santo. Father. Shepherd. Omniscient. I think somebody said something over here, but I didn't hear you. Papa. Abba. Sophia. Wataka? Wakata. What does that mean? Wakataka. Do you have a translation? Does it just mean straight old God, or does it mean spirit or great spirit? Consuming fire. Good. Okay, this is. There's so many names. We could go on for a really long time, but that's a lot of good ones. We'll leave that up there for a minute. A few years ago, I was in a seminary class, and the professor asked us to make a list kind of like this one, and because it was seminary, we also came up with a scripture reference for every name as we were going along it. And as a class, we came up with a list of dozens of names, all from the Bible. And then after we had come up with the list, the professor asked the class to read through the list, and as each name was read, to become aware of how we felt about each of the names. And some of the names, as we read through the list, were really familiar and comfortable ones for me. They sort of felt like reading the name of a family member. It was a name I knew and used a lot. And then there were some other names that we came up with on our list, like Morning Star or Lion of Judah, which are definitely names in the Bible, but they weren't names that I used very often. So they just sort of made me feel a little bit curious. And then there were some other names that were on the list that made me feel uncomfortable. There was something about the name that didn't fit something about how I perceived God to be. And our professor suggested that it was those names that were in the Bible, that were on our list, but made us feel uncomfortable. Those were the ones that the professor suggested that we focus on. And for me, the name that caught my eye was the title Judge. I couldn't deny it was a title that was in the Bible. God is the judge. It says so in Genesis chapter 18. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? But I hated the idea of God being a judge, of God being, what I heard in that name was God being judgmental. I pictured God looking down his nose at us, pointing out all the little ways that I'd screwed up, all the ways that we are not good enough, how I've messed up, God judging me. And judging me harshly. How I could have done so much better and I'd failed and failed and failed and failed again. To me, that was what that name judge meant. So anyway, the professor suggested that we try this experiment. He suggested that for a month, we try praying to God using this name that we didn't like. And I knew that was going to be a really, really bad idea. I knew that it was going to mean 4 weeks of hearing God's condemnation of me. But the professor said it, and I was kind of curious about it, so I tried it. And so for a few weeks, every time I remembered, I would pray to God, the judge of the earth. Judge of the earth, bless this meal. Judge of the earth, thank you for this beautiful day. Judge of the earth, help. You are the judge of the earth. Listen to me. And over the course of the next few weeks, it came to dawn on me that all of those words that I knew, I had just known, that I was going to hear God say, God the judge say to me, those words were not God's words. They were mine. I was the one who was thinking up all the ways that I am not good enough, that we are not good enough. I was the one that was naming all the ways that we have failed. I was making myself the judge of the earth. And so as I was praying, this is what I heard God say. God said to me, you are not the judge of the earth. You are not the judge of you. Let me be the judge. You don't need to be the judge of your successes or your failures. You let me be the judge. You don't need to be the judges of other people's successes or their failures. Let me be the judge. You are not the judge. And it is God's great mercy that I am not the judge of me, that God is the judge. I needed a name of God that I didn't think that I needed so that I could receive God's mercy. And I believe that we as a church need God's names, all of God's names, all of the dozens and dozens of God's names, especially perhaps the ones that we have rejected. If we are to receive all that God has for us. Let's pray. God of many names, Creator, Redeemer, Judge, Word, Life. We need you and we thank you for the gift of your names. And we pray that as people and as a church, we would come more deeply to call you by your name. And in so doing, be saved. Amen.
Hallelujah. It is good time for sharing for everyone. You want to share? Welcome. Oh. Now here they have one person. She wants to share testimony. It is time to welcome her. Welcome.
Good morning, church. David said, I am glad when they said unto me, come and let us go in the house of the Lord.